What does this deal mean for Express Scripts operations in St. Louis?
A much higher degree of certainty about our future, because we're now not only going to be part of a major health plan and continuing to serve over 100 other health plans, but importantly, as we look forward, that relationship with Cigna brings access to nearly 15 million patients for both our core pharmacy as well as the other services we provide. Those are patients we weren't serving before. So it's good for St. Louis. It's good for Express Scripts. It's good for our employees.
You say certainty about our future. Were there concerns that Express Scripts may end up going away in what is becoming a new normal in this sector?
What I think you would have seen is concern relating to the fact that, as it was well known, our largest client, Anthem, made a decision to leave and build their own PBM. And so those lives and access to those patients were eventually going to leave Express Scripts management. And now with the merger with Cigna, we're able to take care of a very large group of folks who Cigna provides benefits to.
Was Anthem's decision the driving force to get this deal done?
No. We always looked out at the strategic game board and said, what are the places that we can create value that we aren't today, and how do we get to those places? And of course, as you know, that meant for a number of years rolling up our industry, but it also meant, for example, last year purchasing Evacor so that we could bring medical benefit management to the marketplace. And so we continued to look, and we realized that tying up with a health plan, particularly Cigna, given their book of business, their footprint, their innovative history, you know, was the right next chapter to grow both companies.
When a deal like this comes down, there are always synergies. Some people hear that word and they take it as a fancy term for potential job cuts. So what can you tell area employees, or what have you told area employees who might be concerned about their jobs and their future?
We were born here, we're going to grow here, and you know, those synergies that you hear talked about and see in a lot of integrations after an acquisition, that dynamic doesn't play here because Cigna did not have a material PBM. They had one that was serviced their employees, but most of it was outsourced. They did a good job managing the overall clinical pieces, but that was not a large number of employees. And so for our employees here, we're not only keeping all of the clients that we've had, and I would tell you that we've had a terrific year this year in retention and in new sales, so we're in fact growing next year. But on top of that then, taking over all of the services that Cigna's customers have been receiving is why I believe actually over time you'll see job growth here in St. Louis.
Any idea at this point what that possible future investment here could entail?
We have an innovation lab here. We invested materially in that lab back in 2013. We'll be bringing some additional people here to show prospects and our clients new ways to innovate. And so we expect our lab will continue to grow, for example. I would also say that from a community standpoint, you're going to see us leaning in materially as it relates to continuing to engage and benefit, you know, various members of the community. And so that growth is not only going to be in employment. I think it's as important that it's going to be an influence in our community.
Express Scripts will be a unit of Cigna, and that unit's headquarters stays here. Is that correct?
That's correct, and I stay here leading that unit. You know, in a merger like this, often the CEO of the acquired company, you know, kind of vanishes. I've signed a 3-year contract to stay because I'm so bullish about the long-term prospects of the combined company.